Hi, it's Major Johnny Ellis, OCD Company, One Royal Welsh. Just giving you an update since I managed to speak to you last time to give you a feel for what the company's been up to since I last spoke to you all. A lot has happened. We've closed 4 checkpoints and a PB. The entire company has moved from all of the checkpoints back to that PB and then to a new PB further north in the AO. Essentially, we're doing the same job in a slightly different way, and the ground around us is very similar to as I explained before. So we've got an area of rich agricultural land with relatively poor farmers who work that land to our south, and then to our north is more of a deserty area. We're here to support the Afghan National Security Forces, both the police and the army. They're jobs that the boys are both relishing well. It's been hard work and people are a little tired perhaps at the moment, but they're relishing the challenge that we have for this new role, and the boys are really stepping up to the mark. The new camp we're in requires a little work, and we're in the process of tidying up as we speak. However, I'm really confident, and I know the guys are happy, that once we've got that done, this will be as comfortable as our last place. As always, everyone is really appreciative of the support that they're getting from home. We still get post, albeit sometimes it may take a little while, and letters, parcels, text link messages, anything like that, raise a smile on all of my soldiers' faces, and indeed mine. People are happy, we've got 2 months left to go, and we've got a lot that we want to achieve in that time. The work is going really well, and the Afghan security forces are doing exactly what we had hoped. They're taking responsibility for security in the area, which means that we as a company have been able to step back a little piece by piece, which has allowed us to close our checkpoints and allowed them to take responsibility for the area. So in terms of the achievements of the company over the last 5 months, things have gone pretty well. And I think in terms of how it's going to look for Herrick 17, the future is pretty bright, certainly for this part of Helmand. I hope everyone at home is well, and we're all looking forward very much to seeing you in a couple of months' time for a braid, maybe a glass of wine or something else, and a bit of fun with all of the families.